Today is Wednesday, March 26, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Little Red Wagon Day. It's Epilepsy Awareness Day. It is National Spinach Day. And it's National Nougat Day. Nougat. And last but not least, I don't like to end on a non-food, but I can't not mention manatees. It's Manatee Appreciation Day. I know that Taffy from Pod is my co-pilot. They live next to some sort of water. I don't know. I don't know if it's a river, if it's a lake, if it's the ocean. I don't remember. I'm sure she said before on one of Pod is my co-pilot episodes, but I don't remember, but there's some sort of water, and I remember her talking about manatees playing in the water. That would be cool. If I just went outside and there were manatees playing in the water. All right, well, we do have a voicemail, so we'll go ahead and start with that. If I can pull it up, let me prepare myself here.
Hi, Adam, it's Scotty, your Aussie Butler.
Hey, Scotty, how's
I'm
it going?
Just, driving to the skin cancer doctor to get another BCC cut off my face.
A BCC?
$400. Anyway, I'll get $200 back from Medicare, so I suppose that's good. But listen, the real reason for my call is there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in America right now.
I don't know about it.
You hadn't heard.
Nope.
And I know you talked about this once.
Don't watch the news.
It feels like last year, perhaps. When Mittens was flying all around the country to do something or other about his visa or immigration or green card or, I don't know,
yeah.
Something like that. So I can't remember, but is he now a fully blown U.S. God's country America citizen with a U.S. passport? Because I know you guys have so much money and you need to go on overseas holidays all the time, but I don't know, I would not be risking it if I was Mittens, because you know they're all racist and he's gonna get locked up, green card or not. So please be safe. Okay, love you, bye. This is Scotty, Woodhaven.
Well, thank you so much for the call, Scotty. Yeah, we're all good. Mark is a fully fledged American, U.S. I guess American is the wrong. You know, American is the wrong thing to say because there's North America, South America, Central America. So if you just say America, everybody within the Americas is technically American, right? but he is a full blood U.S. citizen, fully U.S. In fact, he is not a Filipino citizen at the moment, because when you become a citizen, you have to denounce your citizenship in the other place. And he is going to go back and get his dual citizenship so that he's also a citizen in the Philippines. But right now, he is not a citizen of the Philippines. So, yeah, we're all good. He has a U.S. passport. He has all of that. He has a Social Security number. He is fully U.S., fully U.S. citizen, so we're good. But I appreciate the concern, and yes, that is always a thing. But yeah, I'm not watching news right now because I just don't want to focus on, I know it's going to be nothing good. And also, I've got to find a news source that, and I'm sure there are, I'm sure like PBS or, you know, something like that, but I've got to find news where they literally just read the news and there's no spin on it. Even newspapers now have spin where they, you know, they're going to lean one way or the other. And I don't need, it's just too negative and too fear mongering. I just, I feel like fear mongering is the way for them to get more viewers and listeners and stuff like that. It's like if I told you guys, I don't know, you're going to die tomorrow because of you, you know, and you, so it makes you want to, I don't know, makes you want to listen to my podcast. But anyway, so I'm not watching the news, and even in the best of times, all of these news networks, it doesn't matter whether it's a more liberal leaning one or a more conservative leaning one, they just fear monger and they want to make you scared of things. And so anyway, bottom line is, no, I'm not watching news at the moment. It's just better for my mental health. And Mark is a full U.S. citizen with a passport, so he's good. He's good there. But I appreciate the call. So let's talk about, I had pretty much finished with the weekend, but I wanted to talk a little bit more about the podcast. Oh, we have one more contact, actually, and that leads me in to what I was going to talk about. So Tony in Illinois says, so yeah, I entered myself like 3 times in podcast maps because I wasn't quite getting the hang of it, but now I don't know how to take out 2 of them. Maybe you can help, or maybe there'll be 3 of me always. Anyway, so he was at Tony, and then he says, ums and likes are fine, Adam. You do you. I know. Tony, I know. Thank you so much, first of all, for I didn't look at the time, but you may be the first listener on the podcast map for Geeky Gay. So thank you for that. I could look, but I don't know. Also, ums and likes, I'm listening to my own show now. And so when I listen, I cringe a little bit. And so it's just one of those personal goals, personal improvement goals, where I want to continue to get better. It's for you guys. I want to continually get better as a podcaster. And it's just one of those things. I'm okay. It's not that I'm beating myself over the head or anything like that. There are little things that I want to improve on. And I mention it. But I really do appreciate you saying you do you. Then there's one more email from Tony. He says, okay, I was looking again at the map and saw that I could delete it if I would have saved my token, but my token did not get emailed to me, so I don't remember what it was anyway. So there's 2 Anthonys there and a Tony on there. You can keep the Tony one. I don't know. But anyway, whatever, I'm in the map. I feel like I've done my due diligence. Okay, bye. So Tony, thank you. So first of all, so talking about the podcast map, I appreciate you guys being my beta testers, because there are definitely issues and it's definitely not the best product experience at the moment. And as a product manager, it makes me cringe, but I really wanted to get it out there. And I only have so much time to work on it. And also because I'm learning this framework and everything as I go, there are just going to be things that are harder for me to do. And because I wanted to get it out quickly, and also there were just some decisions I made at the beginning when I was creating the ham map, because I didn't want people to have to log in. And I was thinking, okay, how do I give them the ability to edit? And I was thinking, okay, I'll create a token, but then they have to save the token. And that's a horrible user experience for a product manager to put that into place. But I was trying to do the simplest, quickest thing to get it out the door, basically. So think of yourself as beta testers. And if you find issues, email me. It's more contact for the show, so that's good. And I'll fix it eventually, because it does take some time to get things fixed. But I do have a lot more there. The process of adding yourself, I want to make that a little bit more intuitive. And if you're logged in, I want you to be able to just add me to map and boom, it just adds you to map, because we already know all your information, basically. And so anyway, there are things I want to do. I want to get rid of the token has to stay, because I want people who don't want to log in to be able to edit. But bottom line, consider yourselves beta testers and feel free to email me and tell me, oh my God, Adam, this, don't tell me it sucks because it'll make me feel bad. But if you have any issues, let me know and I'll get them fixed as I can. But there are lots more things coming. I have some other ideas of things to do for the podcast maps. I want to have a map that shows the location of all the podcasts that have maps. So Geeky Gay has a map, Big Fatty Online has a map, The Mix will have a map, other podcasts will have a map. I want to create a map that shows the location of the various podcasts that have maps. So like a podcast map. So you see Geeky Gay is based out of Tawnytown, Arkansas. The Mix is based out of, well, that one would be difficult because we're based in two different locations, but we would just pick one. But first I'm going to continue to improve the add and edit process so that it's more seamless. I was working on it yesterday and I thought I was close to having a breakthrough and it just wasn't working and I had to revert back to what it was before. So I don't know. All right, well, we have a couple. Since we're talking about the podcast map, we do have Tony in Illinois, which I have fixed. Tony, I kept the one with your image. And we have Big Fatty. And we have Young Nicholas. Young Nicholas, thank you guys for entering your information. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.